BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Andy, I'm 21, and I'm from Manchester. You might not know this, but I was in the Olympics opening ceremony. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hello.
I am so impressed that you were in the opening ceremony.
Thanks.
Were you one of the people who lit the cauldron?
No, that wasn't me.
Are you Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the internet?
No.
Okay, then, were you the stunt double for the Queen jumping out of the helicopter?
No.
Were you Isambard Kingdom, what's his name, Brunel?
No.
Which one were you then?
I was the startled-looking one when the Brunels came on.
Oh, I saw you!
I was the ginger one. Looked all shocked, confused, didn't know where he was.
Looked really startled.
You were the startled ginger, weren't you?
Yeah, I was the startled ginger, that was the role.
That's brilliant. You were on for quite a few seconds.
Yeah, it sort of lingers, and then it basically, I don't think I was supposed to be in the shot originally, and then it sort of zooms in to sort of take me out, and then just focuses on, like, two people.
So you were the peasant, weren't you? Or one of them?
Yeah, I was a peasant, yeah. I had a picnic originally, and then I go and stand on a bridge and look shocked.
You did shocked very well.
Thanks.
If there's any other directors watching, if you want someone that does a really good shock face, I've got your man right here.
I've got the opening ceremony on the iPlayer right now. So, do you know exactly where you are?
Of course he does.
Must do.
Yeah, just past 8 minutes. There's Johnny Wilkinson kicks a rugby ball.
Yep.
A boy does a little bit of singing. And then the show's three people. Two people that look like they should be there. One person that looks like they've sort of like ran in just to get on the camera. And looking really shocked.
Oh, hang on, I've got you. Wait up. Oh, wow, you do look startled.
A billion people saw your shocked face.
I know, it's quite scary. I wish I'd have smiled or done a better impression, like, done a better face.
No, you were good, that was the role. You were supposed to look like that, everyone else was.
Yeah, that's true, I suppose.
The other two were doing it, but not as well as you.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, if you had an audience of a billion people, I'm not sure I could stick to the script. Do you know what I mean? Like, God, you've got a billion people watching. That's your opportunity to drop trowel or something.
Or like, to do in between us.
Do the in between us dance.
That was talked about. Like, I did plan of sort of, I don't know, doing something like that. Just having something out and then just sort of seeing it later on and then it would be a big scandal. But
no.
I just couldn't do it.
See, this is the reason. This is the reason Chris should never do anything like this because he won't be able to resist. Yeah. You stuck to the script, and I'm pleased you did. So how did you get into this, then? How did you get the role?
They did auditions. They did open auditions for people. And, like, the first one, they sort of see what kind of character you are. And sort of all the people that couldn't really do synchronised movements or were a bit sort of old and a bit tired-looking, they were put in at the beginning bit.
So everyone was... Okay. Was it like X Factor? They put all the old tired looking people in one room and all the fresh faced ones in the other?
Yeah, basically. And then, like, at the rehearsals, we used to have to do a warm up. And our warm up was quite tame and sort of looked more like some sort of aerobics class at a leisure centre. Whereas we saw the other groups doing their warm up and it was pretty intense. And I thought someone would, like, lose a hip or something in our bit.
This is brilliant. I love the insider information.
Yeah.
So has Danny Boyle asked you to be in any of his films?
No.
Have you spoken to him?
I've had a photo with him, but that was with some other people as well, and I've just cut them out.
Yeah, you've cropped yourself, haven't you? So this must be the most famous thing you've ever done, right?
Well, I've also appeared in Tipping Point, the brand new ITV quiz show.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, starring the old Ben Shepherd.
Chris's favourite new show.
I love it.
Yep.
How did you do on it?
I dropped out in the second round. Oh.
So out of the two, the Olympic opening ceremony and being a contestant on Tipping Point, which do you think is the best?
Definitely opening ceremony. Definitely.
I reckon more people probably just about watched the opening ceremony.
You're saying the opening ceremony rather than...
I think so, yeah, more than Tipping Point.
I don't know. Just a few more viewers. A lot more people are watching it now. I get quite a few tweets about it and...
More than a billion at tea time on ITV.
Oh, it's a good show.
Well, You've had an impressive couple of months, haven't you, Andy?
Yeah, it's been quite non-stop.
And now you're on Radio 1 introducing my show. Listen, it's really good to speak to you.
Nice to speak to you too.
Well, thank you very much for introducing the show.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Scatting for Girls, Summertime in the City is out at the end of August. But the good thing is with that, it doesn't have to be sunny. Still a summer song. I mean, it's kind of average today across most of the country. But they do mention, I hope it doesn't rain. And in the video, it is pouring with rain at the end. So they have got it covered there.
I'm just looking on the BBC weather site.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a lot of rain about.
Yeah.
But then it just finishes it. And the paragraph I'm reading on the front page, it just finishes rather cool, full stop. Which seems a bit informal for...
rather cool.
The BBC weather.
But they have got it covered there, because they mention rain as well. And it's still a big summer song.
Yeah. Well, I think if we played this song a lot anyway, it can only help the general weather, can't it? Because I think everyone in this country, if everyone really thought positive thoughts about the sun, it must have an effect. Because I think there's something very weird going on in Great Britain generally, where the weather has been so dismal this summer.
I'm not sure that there's any scientific evidence to back this up. So what was that again?
So I'm saying if everyone really, really thought about it and you know...
positive thoughts.
Yeah, really positive about it. Hopefully... it can only help.
It's a bit like when I went to see Madonna a couple of weeks ago at Hyde Park and it started to spit with rain. And she's like, I don't like it when it rains. I'm going to start thinking positive thoughts and make it stop raining. It's like, no, Madonna, you can't make it stop raining.
Did it stop?
You're not King Canute. Actually, briefly, yes. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, James.
Hello.
I got your text.
Did you? Did you like it?
I liked it. I think Chris liked it more. Mm. What did it say?
Basically, that you can do things with your mind, you just have to apply yourself.
So Chris is saying that if we all think positive, then the summer will magically appear and the sun will come out. And actually, Michelle from Whitby's been on, saying that when we started talking about positive vibes and positive thoughts towards the sun, Whitby is now sunny.
Yeah, it's sunny here where I am as well, in Salisbury.
I think the point is, as well... Scouring for Girls, that song, that really helps, doesn't it?
Scouring for Girls?
Scouting for Girls. Really helped.
That helped.
We just got to play more music like that up loud. Think positive, it'll all be fine.
You say that you've got witnesses, you've done this before.
I have, yes.
When, how?
Sorry?
When and how?
It was last August, about a year ago now, during the meteor shower. It was all overcast, so I got my friends together and... put the idea in their heads that it was a clear sky and a hole opened up in the clouds so that we could see a couple of meteors. And
you
everyone
moved
went nuts.
You moved the clouds?
Yeah.
You did that through your mind power?
Not just me, but me and my friends.
How many people?
There was about three of us.
Oh, three people and the clouds moved?
Three or four, yeah.
Is there any scientific evidence to suggest this is possible?
Apart from experience, no.
That is incredible. That's brilliant.
Point proven, really.
There we are, you see? Yeah. I take it all back, what I said before.
Yeah.
About it not being possible, because it obviously is. He's got witnesses too, haven't you?
Yep.
Nice to speak to you, James.
Thank you very much.
I always think positive about the sun now.
Yep, stay positive.
Okay, love you, bye.
Cheers, love you, bye.
Okay. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello?
Hi, Scott!
Hello, who's that?
It's Emily from Leeds.
Emily from Leeds, what are you saying?
Well, it's sunny here. Thank you for making positive thoughts to the sun.
And now it's happened. Who'd have thought it?
I know, crazy.
Wow.
It can't be a coincidence.
Well, I think it might be. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
See, here's the thing. I'm generally a believer in science, rather than thinking something is going to happen and then it happening. I like a bit of proof.
You know what? People are always told, if you believe it, you can achieve it. And I'm a real believer in that.
This is actually happening. Yeah, but all the contestants on X Factor, they really believe it. They never achieve it.
No.
But believe me, they really believe it, always. Right, okay, so this does seem to be happening, despite my scepticism. Actually, clouds do seem to be parting, and the sun does appear to be shining. In a lot of places now. So, we're not even really doing it. We're kind of just talking about it being sunny.
Now, imagine what we could do if we all really went for it.
Well, should we do it?
How are we going to do this?
Well, I think we should just all kind of channel our thoughts into it being sunny. We should all try it now. So, everybody listening, I don't believe this is possible. But if we think hard enough about it, all of us, we could do it.
Oh, my God, I'm hearing reports that the sun is out in York.
Oh, my God.
We've just got to keep going.
No
with
way.
This.
And Clitheroe. And Luton, it suddenly becomes sunny and hot.
And Ipswich.
What's going on? Right, if everyone thinks sunny now, OK? Concentrate. Close your eyes if you can, apart from if you're driving. Think sunny. Hang on. Let me change it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Apparently the sun is coming out in Hull right now.
Wow, that never happened.
It's really hot in Newcastle.
Woof, what a scorcher. Just by thinking it, we're doing it.
Sunny in Stoke. Yeah. And the clouds are parting in Swindon.
Is that one?
Sunny in Upminster.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right. It's just turned really windy in Tunbridge Wells and the sun's gone. Heavens have opened in Leicester. And if anything, it's cloudier in Southampton.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I have to say thank you to all of you that are sending in innuendo bingo. There is so much from the Olympics. It seems the women's weightlifting in particular is a goldmine of innuendo bingo. I think we might need to do some kind of Olympic special tomorrow.
How's that going to... Do I need to dress up? What are we talking here? Speedos?
You can have Speedos if you want. Who's playing with you tomorrow? We don't know yet, do we?
Not sure yet.
Okay. Yeah, vest and pants special, maybe. This is the time to do it.
It'd be good to do Olympic wear, I think.
Should we do vest and pants tomorrow?
But why?
Because it's the Olympic... Oh, yeah. Well, mate, if you forget your kit in the Olympics, they make you do it in vest and pants.
Yeah.
So, 1:45 tomorrow, you'll be able to listen to it and watch it, and there will be a lot of Olympic innuendo bingo, I'm pretty sure of that.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hello, hope Monday's alright for you-ish. This is Scott.
BBC Radio 1's...
You're ready?
Superstar DJ.
So, Radio 1 is returning to Ibiza this weekend, and we are taking just the one superstar DJ with us. Now, loads of you applied for this, and now it is down to 6 finalists. This week they are all showing their skills to us, and the DJ who impresses the most will be flown to Ibiza, and they will be on the decks alongside the legend Pete Tong, also Annie Mack, DJ Fresh, Groove Armada, and loads more at Radio 1's Ushuaia Beach Hotel Party and Privilege in Ibiza. For a DJ, this is an absolute dream come true. Let's meet 3 of our finalists now. We've got Elliot, we've got Hannah, and we've got Rick. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Scary.
So today, your task that Chris Moyles revealed earlier is the art of mixing, which is kind of a needed skill for a DJ. So what have you been doing? I know you've got a list of, apart from, a club DJ. Obviously, I can't mix for Toffee. Just press play, it's fine. But you've got a list of 60 songs and 60 dance anthems to choose, right, from?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We just had to pick what we thought would go down well, what represents us as a DJ, and mix them together in 10 minutes.
Right.
Yep.
How's it going?
Went all right. It's not every day you play for Danny Howard and Mr. Jam, is it?
It's not, is it? But Danny Howard was in your position last year, and what he doesn't know is that he gets replaced on Radio 1 by one of you once
does,
this competition is finished.
But I don't think he's meant to know that.
So he doesn't yet, no, but they'll just have a taxi waiting from outside.
Thanks, Danny. See you later.
Thanks very much. I'm in charge now. So Danny did it last year. Did he give you any advice?
Yeah, he showed us.
Just be yourself, really. Yeah. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Does he give you lots of cliches, like, if you believe it, you can achieve it, and sort of reach for the stars
no,
and X Factor
cool
stuff?
For all
like,
that, no.
There can be miracles when you believe.
Yeah, when you believe.
Been watching the Olympics, so it's been inspiring us all
exactly.
As a nation.
So Danny's there, Mr. Jam is judging it as well, and they were looking for like technical ability and also the order of your tracks and the choice of tracks and a bit of beat matching as well. But it's, you all feel quite good, yeah, about it?
I feel a lot better than I did this morning, so.
Yeah. You know, a few silly mistakes were made, but the pressure was on and it was a bit different to what we usually play, you know, radio edit sort of versions, which was just tough. But who knows, we don't know what position we're in, so we're all in the same boat.
So we'll find out on Greg's show this afternoon which two of you have been knocked out.
Hoid off.
you can follow all the action if you want to follow us on Twitter and see what's going on. Loads of pictures, lots of updates, at Radio 1 Superstar DJ.
So what are you... Do you not have DJ names? Like, I'm looking at your names here. Elliot K.
I haven't really been blessed with the best name in the world. That's not actually my real name.
What is your real name?
My last name's Hoare. Scott.
Elliot Hoare.
So you've changed your name.
My middle name's Kieran, so I've taken the K and then I added an AY.
All right, it's not because of Vernon or Peter.
No, but who knows, I could be the next. So yeah. What about not Peter K, I'm not sure.
Hannah Jacques.
Yeah, it's pronounced Jakes.
Oh, Jakes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, and then Rick Wainwright, right?
Yeah.
So you don't have a DJ name?
Nope.
So what I've done is I thought I would make your DJ names for you.
Brilliant.
Oh, here we go.
But I thought your last name was Jacques.
Oh, no, like, fine, that's fine. I thought
you could be like Hannah the Love Jacques.
Yeah.
Love Jacques.
What a name.
Yeah.
Which is quite good.
It's mine. It's a brand. That.
She's a little old place where we can get together.
Yes.
Love Jacques.
Elliot K. I thought you could be Elliot the Big O K.
No, they're just saying that he's okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, you could be DJ the Big O.
Right, okay.
K.
You don't have to use
like
these
to be a
guys.
Bit more than okay, I don't know.
I did this in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, really? No.
Rick, yours are good.
They're written on a napkin.
Yeah. Have I got more than one?
You have. You can be Rick O'Shea.
Why Rick O'Shea?
Rick Shaw.
Yes.
Or Rick Waller. Or then
cheers,
I got
mate.
Rick Waller.
Rick Waller.
That's not even a nickname, that's a real name.
That's someone off Pop Idol.
And then I got really
where
clever.
Is he now?
I thought, well, your last name's Wainwright, so then I thought DJ Wayne right hand turn. And then I thought DJ Wayne right hand turn table.
That's good.
I love it.
Yeah. So you can have that for free.
Look, it's a bit
face.
Of a mouthful, though.
You can tell he really loves it.
Try and say that after you've had a few.
So today, Greg James is going to be going through... Well, someone's going to be going through to the next stage, and we'll find out which two finalists are heading home. Have you had to do an emotional kind of X Factor interview yet? This is all I've ever wanted.
We were making up our sob stories outside.
Are they?
Yeah.
Did you just make one up?
Well, my sob story is if I get through to the final vote, you can't vote in from Jersey, you can't text in. That's where I'm from. So, you know, I'm going to be pleading out to the rest of the nation. It's quite a sob story.
Okay. Also, I saw on your Twitter you're a big fan of Innuendo Bingo.
I am.
But we don't play it on Mondays.
I'll be here tomorrow. It's fine. I won't be knocked off. It'll be fine.
Oh yes, I like that. You got an equal kind of fighting message.
Well, I came back from holiday on Friday night to a text message saying, "Can you call me from my boss in Manchester?" And I ended up losing my job on Saturday, so no more Saturday night hands in the air for me.
Wow, see, these sub stories are good. Rick, what's yours?
To be honest, I've never had the opportunity, but Layback Luke once said to me, focus on school and then you can DJ in the summer. So I'm here in the summer with Radio 1, so let's see what we can do.
Right, okay, well, best of luck
it's
to all
like
of you.
A blind date, this, or
it
something.
Is.
Contestant number one.
What's your name, please? Well, Elliot...
Walks on the beach. Romantic songs.
Elliot, Hannah and Rick, best of luck with the rest of the Radio 1 Superstar DJ.
Thanks
and we will speak to you again in Greg's show this afternoon.
Brilliant. Thank you.
And good to see you lot. The Scott Mills Daily. Thank you very much to our three potential superstar DJs. It's a bit harsh, this, isn't it, really? So one of them will get kicked off today by Pete Tong, who is like the Lord Sugar in all this. If you haven't made it, he says this to you.
I'm sorry, but you are not a superstar DJ.
Which I think is a bit harsh.
It's to the point, isn't it?
Yeah. So two will be knocked out and kicked off today in Greg's show, and the one who is left will be back tomorrow a little bit closer to being that superstar DJ and getting to play alongside Pete Tong and Annie Mack and all the others at Radio 1's Ibiza weekend.
I'm sorry, but you are not a superstar DJ.
Which I'm thinking, we could have a lot of fun with that little clip.
What are you thinking?
I was just listening to that earlier. Well, let me just call a number now. Hang on a second. Just the way he says it sounds proper harsh.
I'm sorry, but you are not a superstar DJ.
Let's see if this works. Here we go. Just calling someone up.
Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry, but you are not a superstar DJ.
How rude.
Well, that didn't work, did it?
Who was that?
Right, well, that was Becky. I told her to say that it was David Guetta on the phone.
Was that why she put on rubbish?
She didn't say her name, so therefore it didn't work.
So was the whole point in this call that you...
Okay, the idea was... Okay, let me just reenact how I saw that going in my head.
Yeah. Hello? David Guetta speaking.
I'm sorry, but you are not a superstar DJ.
Oh, zut alors. Puts the phone down.
And then me
then
and your
you
entire
were supposed
audience
to think
were meant to believe that that was
that
David,
it was David Guetta. But, Guetta. It, but then the big reveal that is actually Becky. But you would have believed it.
I probably would have.
So well done there to Becky for not saying her name. Could have been anyone.
Hello?
Hello? I was waiting for him to say, hello, David Guetta.
Hello?
Didn't say it.
That was rubbish.
That was really rubbish. Let's move on. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm really disappointed that didn't work out, you know. I really thought I planned that well.
It was one of the worst organised pranks
I've
ever heard. Ever.
That, for me, I was in my head, I was going to go home today and that would have been the highlight of the show.
That's in the trail or something.
Let me try it again. Right, this is what's supposed to have happened.
Oh, really?
Do you think I should just walk away from this? I can't
is
let
she
it
gonna
go.
Is going to continue with the French...
Hello?
Oh,
rubbish. Say your name. You're supposed to see David Guetta speaking.
Wait, I am David Guetta. I do not always answer the phone. It's, hello, this is David Guetta. Sometimes I just say, wish.
I'm sorry, but you are not a superstar DJ.
Dit alors.
Well, that's played out much better, isn't
bye
it?
Then. Right, hang up.
Is that more of what you wanted?
No. No, you're supposed to say name at the beginning.
Will you be calling me back or not?
Absolutely not. I should have binned it first time. I think David Guetta was pushing you a little bit. Your limits. The Scott Mills Daily. Chris Smith?
Yes?
Can you play me that clip of David Cameron again, please?
Why, you're not going to try and use it as David Guetta, are you?
No. Well, I do that.
Here you go.
Luke Hogg are doing a good job of getting on top of that problem. I've just actually come on the tube myself to see what the traffic situation's like. Not too bad. It was the Bakerloo line's going all right. But lots of challenges. We've got to overcome them one by one. I think everything at the moment is looking good.
Why was he doing an airline pilot voice?
Yeah,
a little bit.
He was a bit, yeah. Doors to manual.
We'll be cross-checking, flying at 38,000 feet and travelling about speed of a mile every 8 seconds.
Maybe he was wearing a hat, like, a pilot.
That sounds like he's pretending to be a pilot. We had a brilliant one last night on the way back from Zante. Yeah, I really like reassuring pilot voices, but this guy just gave a little bit too much information about the route. I mean, I like knowing where we're going, but he started off going, heading out on the westerly runway here at Zante this evening, then climbing up to 38,000 feet, and then travelling at a speed of about a mile every 8 seconds. Then we'll be over the coast of Split and Dubrovnik, and I'm like, okay, still going on. And then across the Dolomites, where we will be, you'll see if you're on the left-hand side of the plane, the city of Venice, and then cruising on to, in about 600 miles after that, the city of Paris, if you happen to be on the right side of the plane. And then, as we... okay, I've got the route now, but, and then after Paris, over northern France... To which point, I swear, what's the point of that? And then heading over towards the Sussex coast, coming into Hastings, and then started listing loads of villages.
It just started getting really specific.
Small village of Ockenden, which is only a population of about 15,000 people, and then eventually touching down to the southerly one right here at the North Terminal in Gatwick this evening. And I'll update you a bit nearer the time. No, I already know the route. The Scott Mills Daily. Ah, this music reminds me of about almost exactly a year ago. We're coming back to Edinburgh. Bienvenue. Do you feel all right? To do this. Well, prepare to have the night of your life. It's your cabaret of filth and fun. With Scott Mills and Nick Grimshaw on Radio 1.
gonna show you things you've never seen before. By the end of the night, you'll be crying out for more. What happens here is up to you. Prepare to be amazed. It's about to get real filthy right up on this stage. Come on, get involved. Yeah, let's all get involved. Let's have some filth. Let's have some fun. It's Radio 1's Fun and Filth Cabaret.
So you'll be able to watch this the week of August the 13th when we return to Edinburgh. It'll be on the BBC Red Button on any BBC TV channel. It'll also be live on the Radio 1 website every night. Some people have been asking how they can get tickets for the Fun and Filth Cabaret. You just need to listen to this show, week of August 13th, and if you're in or around Edinburgh, we might have a few cheeky tickets for you. So listen to this show that week, and that's how you get tickets. Our talent scouts this year. Hi, Dan. Hi, Phil.
Hello.
Hello. Now, you were some of the talent on last year's show on your webcam.
Yes.
It's a bit like when one of the contestants then goes on to host the show, like Ollie Murs on Extra Factor.
Exactly like that.
Or yeah, that one off of Big Brother, Brian Dowling.
Oh, yeah.
Used a bit to be less like Brian Dowling.
Yeah, yeah. Preferably.
You know, used to be a contestant, and now you're our talent scouts this year. So, oh, she's still singing. Radio 1's Fun and Filth Cabaret. So, Dan and Phil are our talent scouts. How's it been going so far?
It's been going well. Yeah. We've got some nice talent.
Yeah, I'd say. There's been a lot of general talent. You know, a lot of people that have genuinely good skills, like singing and just really good things, but not enough weirdness.
We need weirdness, guys.
Okay, that's what we're feeling. You know what I mean?
So you've got your own YouTube channel and you've been scouring the World Wide Web off of Tim Berners-Lee.
Yes.
Who? This is a revelation on the opening ceremony for Chris.
I can't believe this guy. I'd never heard of him, right? He created, I'm not wrong with this, he created the World Wide Web.
He is the god of the internet. Yeah.
Today I did some research, found out he's only got 90,000 followers on Twitter, which is a lot, right? But it's not. He invented the internet.
Do you feel his profile should be a little bit bigger?
I'm thinking he needs a new agent, and I'm willing to do it. I can get him student gigs.
Tim Berners-Lee, DJ set.
Yeah. I can't believe I can't be the only one who'd never heard of him.
It was quite an epic intro.
It really was.
Emerged.
Yeah, I liked it. He was just sat there.
Tron.
But no, I'd be interested to see. We want... we're looking for talent, basically, because we want you to take part, you as in our listeners, on the show. And you don't have enough to leave the house, because we'll be in Edinburgh, but you will be on a webcam. All you need is, as my dad calls it, Wi-Fi. A good internet connection and some Wi-Fi, and you can be on. Now, any of the people, Dan and Phil, that you have found... Are they better than the ones we found? Can I just go through a couple with you?
Yeah, sure. Okay. What have you found?
Okay, well, we found Katie in Nuneaton, first of all. Okay.
I can do the crazy frog in a Dido voice.
Right, what? So she does the crazy frog, but as Dido.
No way.
Wow.
That is weird.
That is the next level that we're looking for.
Apologies if she's a little bit echoey because she was in a pub toilet at the time.
Okay. Of course.
That makes it even better. Yeah.
Too embarrassed to do it in the pub garden where she was drinking last week when it was hot. Okay. So here she is, the crazy frog, but as Dido. Now, I enjoyed her because she was weird, but I couldn't hear any Dido in the
I was listening out for Dido.
Where was the Dido?
Where was she?
Right, now you know it's Dido. Here again. She's like, I could do, it's Dido when she did White Flag. I was like, no, I still can't hear it. Next, we've got Seb in Norwich. Here's what he does. This is Seb.
I play the drums. I've played them since I was 9. I can sort of play in a band, but I can also just play a solo.
And here he is. Very good drummer. I could listen to an hour of that.
That's good.
Yeah. I think we could beat the drums though, Scott.
Yeah?
Because we've got a girl who sings while playing the drums, but she plays the drums with her face.
No.
Yeah.
That is the bizarre next level.
Hang on a minute. What are you saying here? Play like so she just bashes her face off the
singing while playing the drums with her face.
Right. Please keep her number.
Yeah.
Will do.
Definitely.
Is it a drum kit?
Yeah.
Full on This is ridiculous.
What does she sing?
We don't know.
We haven't heard her sing yet.
Okay. Well, that's a definite.
We're looking forward to the
audition. That's a definite
that
maybe.
One. Yeah.
And we've got Kirk in Plymouth. This is one of our ones. And he does that weird foreign voice. Listen.
And what it is normally like on the weekend or whatever, from getting like having a few beers with my mates and that, just sort of have a laugh and sort of do like famous songs or like TV programmes or their theme tunes, but in like a completely random language that doesn't really make sense.
Right, so this isn't a real language. Okay, he just makes it up as he goes along. So here he is, in his language that only he understands, doing Grease Lightning. Not even a real language.
No, he really went for it, though, didn't he?
Yeah, I was getting into that. That was good.
Whatever floats your boat.
Maybe a whole hour of that. I don't know whether I could watch it. But there we are. That's him just making it up on the spot. And then we had John in Blackpool, who discovered this talent.
My fantastic little Mrs. Doubtfire impersonation.
That's right. He does an impersonation of Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay.
Now, we said that it's quite good, but it doesn't bear any relation to what happens in the film at all. He just kind of makes up as he goes along.
Right.
And I think that maybe we need to add something else in here, maybe apart from the Mrs. Doubtfire impersonation. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure it stands up on its own.
Okay.
Here it is.
Oh, hello there, dear. This is Mrs. Doubtfire. You Virginia Doubtfire. Oh, and look after the Smith family, dear. They were gorgeous little cherubs they were. And you have four little children.
I don't think these are lines from the film.
And
no.
Fantastic, we got them. And from school, they'd done their homework, dear. I gave them fruit and veg, no meat for them, dear, no chocolate. They were such fantastic little children. Oh, it was such a pleasure to look after them. We took them to the park and we played with...
Anyway, they went on for ages.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Maybe if he dressed as Mrs. Doubtfire and juggled something.
I'd quite like that.
While having things thrown at him.
What else have you got?
Well, we've had a girl who can juggle eggs with, as she put it, an oral twist.
Yeah, she can do a Mexican wave with her tongue, apparently.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What else?
We've got a girl with complete muscular control of her eyelids.
Which, that's as disturbing as it sounds, trust me. Yeah.
So what does that even mean?
Well, imagine, you know, you can move your fingers. Yeah. And move your, imagine you can just control your eyelids.
Yeah. Like, she can properly move
them
around.
She can blink.
Is that what's that? Like sideways action. Three-dimensional twitching.
I like the sound of her also.
Uh-huh.
Any more?
We've got a disturbing and fascinating video of a girl filling her tongue piercing with safety pins.
Yeah.
Okay.
We might have to do a before and after because it took quite a while for her to set it up. Right. But it's quite impressive when you see the completed one.
You really have found some good people, haven't you?
Yeah, and there's a girl who can... Because, you know, we said we don't want just unicycling. Mm. It has to have an edge. There's someone that will ride a flaming unicycle whilst dressed as a llama.
Awesome. That's what we want.
That's next level.
That is next level. That's the kind of thing we want. So if you've got a talent that maybe is next level, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We had actual Chris Martin on the other day as well. Well, he says he wasn't, but we're convinced that it was.
I play an instrument called the melodica. Have you heard of
it? I've never heard of that, no.
It's basically a mini keyboard. Well, it is a keyboard, but very small, very few keys, and you have to blow into it to play it.
And, Matt, your email, you said you can play any song in the world on the melodica.
Yeah, this is what people have told me. People just sort of give me requests, and then normally I can play them.
Sounds like him.
Are you sure that wasn't actually Chris Martin?
We don't know. We don't know. But he says like no, it's definitely not me. This is him, anyway. Playing Coldplay.
All right.
Hey,
yeah.
Trouble, you have to blow hard on that, so he's going to have to stop after about 20 seconds and get his breath back as he did on the audition.
Oh, really?
Nice.
And then finally, we found Craig, who does this.
I can sing a duet solo. I sing it as Kermit and Miss Piggy.
But with a difference.
Would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep. Because I'd build 1,000 hogs with 10 million lightning bugs. Oh, I tried to teach me how to dance. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. I'd like to say that I'd rather stay awake while I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems.
He seemed to be enjoying that.
That was perfect.
That was amazing.
That was beautiful.
Craig
was.
There singing Owl City, which does actually lend itself to the voice of Kermit.
I think so.
It does.
And Miss Piggy, who knew?
Wow.
So this is your last chance now to get videos into us,
yeah,
right?
Like, bizarre talents. Think Freak Show. Can you do something weird that you would never do in front of your parents? Because we want to see it. That's the start of stuff that you should email to Scott.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, yeah.
So it's scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We're in Edinburgh at the festival for the Funafil Cabaret from August 13th. So this is your very last chance to get some bizarre stuff into us.
Should be fun.
And Dan and Phil are our talent scouts, and they'll go through, get in touch with you, and see what you can do.
Yes.
So it's scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Last chance to get your video in today. Tell me what you do, who you are, and maybe just send us a link to a video you've got before, and we'll get in touch with you. Thank you very much, Dan and Phil.
Thanks,
and we'll speak to you in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and then we'll see you at Edinburgh.
Yes, we'll see you at Edinburgh.
Yeah. Are you going to be there as well? I heard something about chicken nuggets.
Yeah, we're in discussion about doing...
we want to try and break a record every night on stage.
Yeah.
So what was this then?
So we're thinking the way to go is maybe do one of them Man V food challenges every night. Mm-hmm. And then when the show's going on, I can have an hour to say... Eat 300 chicken nuggets, or
you are going to eat the chicken nuggets.
I'm up for it. Yeah,
is that safe?
I don't know.
Wow, why not try it? That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. Go for it. Yeah. Have an ambulance on site.
But that's something
fun
to look
filth.
Forward to, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow.
He's genuine concerned about it.
That's right, brave.
Thank you, Dan and Phil. We'll speak to you soon.
That's okay.
Thanks, thank you, guys.
Goodbye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hello. If you're watching the Olympic diving with the sound down at the moment, like everybody in the world... Wow, this is incredible, isn't it, this?
Are you watching it?
I am, actually, yeah. Watching it on the BBC Sport website at the moment.
I'm really pleased to see you getting really interested and involved in Team GB and sport in general.
I've got to be honest, this is the first thing that I've watched, but I'm really enjoying it.
And it's the men's synchro 10-metre platform diving competition at the moment.
Is all of the Olympics as good as this?
Well, it depends.
Because if it is, I'm getting fully involved. So
why do what's their name, the pants or the trunks, why do they have to be so unnecessarily short and
they are skimpy, aren't they, the shorts? Is this what Innuendo Bingo is going to be like tomorrow, because we have said that it would be an Olympic special?
I'm not sure I'm comfortable wearing.
Where do you even get shorts that short?
Well, they're not shorts. I mean, I would
it's like a big belt.
It's just a, I mean, it's obscene.
It's not obscene, it's... Anyway, so that's your task tonight, to find some shorts that short, and it'll be Innuendo Bingo tomorrow, vest and pants special, because if they don't bring their really short shorts at the Olympics, they do make them do it in vest and pants.
I don't know what they do in the men's synchro if they forgot their trunks, because if anything, they'd be putting on clothes by doing it in their vest and pants. If I had to do men's synchro, I'd forget my clothes every week.
You might as well. Oh, hang on, I'm buffering, this is not good.
Ridiculous. So,
Olympics Innuendo Bingo special tomorrow at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people at work at the moment texting in saying that they're also watching the men's synchronised diving on the BBC Sport website.
We love it.
Why does it keep cutting back to the jacuzzi?
I don't see the need for the jacuzzi shot.
Why
and
is
indeed
that on?
The jacuzzi. I don't understand. They're all just sitting around in
It's like some kind of spa. Why do we need to see that? I'm not complaining, but it's a bit weird.
It's a really impressive sport, but they spend more time filming all the walking around and then the jacuzzi shots than they do the actual...
The jacuzzi's
diving.
Just on a lot. It's over half of the coverage.
Oh, dear.
Also, well, I'm watching it on the website. Can someone tell me, when you're watching the diving, what's the pop-out player option?
Can
I do that at work?
Yeah, you can. If you press that, the player pops out.
Seriously? God, I love the BBC. That, like, this is interactivity at its very best, isn't it?
It really is on demand.
It really is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris Smith, you know people at BBC Sport, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. You think so, or you know?
I think so. I'm familiar with them.
You know, like, Chris Moyles and Dave did the alternative commentary on the red button for the football?
Yeah.
Can you, and this is just a thought, do you think that they would be interested in someone maybe like me doing some alternative commentary for the men's diving?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've just been kind of doing it anyway off air, but I think it's something that we could bring to the red button quite successfully.
Well, give it a blast now, and if they're listening, you could treat it as an audition, couldn't you?
I thought the Ukraine just did an excellent dive there. Obviously, Daly and Waterfield are doing amazing, but who knows what China will do next? I mean, the Chinese are good, and I feel with that last dive, they did just up their game.
Do you want to explain how the scoring works, Scott?
I don't know that bit yet. And I could comment on, like, the jacuzzi and all that.
Yeah, what's the jacuzzi all about?
I don't know.
They, like, jump in a hot tub.
Like, come on, boys, let's hit the jacuzzi.
I love that.
I love it too. So, just putting it out there, if you know anyone that might be interested in that alternative commentary on the red button...
I'll get their people to talk to your people.
Wicked.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
OK, let's do it.
Oh... What's occurring?
Are you lacking in Scott Mills points? Do you need some? Here's where you can get them. On Monday's Oh, What's Occurring? Can you pay attention, please, Chris?
I am.
I'm just wondering... Hello, by the way.
Hi, Becky. Hi.
I'm just wondering if I can trade my Scott Mills points for Olympic diving tickets. Have you seen how Tom Daly turns the shower on?
No, how do you turn it on?
He's good at diving and all that as well, but he's the only one that doesn't use the jacuzzi, and he kind of, like, goes over to the shower and then turns it on with his bum and, like, kind of winks at the camera.
I didn't believe this theory that Daly doesn't use the jacuzzi and goes straight, but it is true. I've just witnessed it.
It's like Miley and Klass back in the jungle. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows exactly
and
what
no
he's doing.
And no one showers like
and
that.
And I love him for it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's...
He is working it, girlfriend.
His last dive was incredible. I really, really hope he gets...
Yeah.
A good
and he turns the shower on with his bum.
Anyway, back to O.
Now, you know when a mate of yours comes back from holiday and they won't stop banging on about it? I've been here, I've been there. I mean, I always find it really interesting to hear about someone else's trip, don't you? Nothing more interesting than hearing about a holiday that you weren't on. The only thing slightly more interesting than that, I think, is people telling you about their dreams. I wasn't in it. I wasn't there. It's not interesting to me.
Even if you are in it, it's...
It's not interesting.
No.
That's the only thing that doesn't get on Dear Scott. Dear Scott, I had a dream last night. Snore. Now, you know Jamila Jamil? She does Radio 1's request show on a Sunday night. And she may have just been away to New York. But doesn't like to mention it. Hates talking about it, in fact. Here we are, then. For 10 Scott Mills points, my question to you, peeps... How many times on last night's request show on Radio 1 did Jamila Jamil maybe mention that she's been to New York?
Oh, I reckon it's going to be quite a lot then.
You think?
Yeah. I'm going to go 9 times.
Baku?
I am going to go low. I'm going to say 34.
Let's find out.
What's occurring?
Play along at home for 10 Scott Mills points. Let me know how you do. Here's Jamila Jamil. She's just been to New York.
I myself have literally just gotten off a plane from New York. As I said before, I've just gotten off a plane from New York, so I'm feeling quite jet-lagged. And this week is tailored to the little kind of three-day trip I just had to New York. New York, New York. You may have heard me mention that I've just come back from New York. Actual tornadoes in New York. I spent my entire first night in New York drying my pants. I do suggest you go to New York.
Oh, I've just got back from New York. Did you get to see it from New York?
Every yellow cab. And nothing that you say can be as embarrassing as showing your lady bits to the whole of New York. I'll see you later. I've got to go home and recover from this horrible jet lag before I take off to go and DJ in Xanto.
Xanto? She doesn't even know where that is, does she? She's agreed to DJ. No idea. So... 10 there. Oh, so, Chris, you were close, but still can't give me the points. I'm sorry. It has to be exactly the right answer. 10 Scott Mills points. If you said 10 mentions of New York, did she really show her pants to the whole of New York? Because that's a lot of people.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I may have just...